Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about, sounds like a pretty exciting program, the Energy Star rebate program that the electric department is getting going, is Biddy Balducci. Good morning, Biddy.
Morning.
And Biddy, you are the Energy Education and Public Outreach intern for the Sitka Conservation Society.
Yep.
And I guess you sort of move between the SCS and the electric department, and this rebate program is kind of the result of that interaction, right? You've been working on this for a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting that we're going to see it get started really soon.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that when we cover some of these details, but it is starting soon. It's starting Friday, right?
Yep.
And tell us about how it all came about.
Well, the program came about as a response to the hydroelectric shortage that we had in 2011. The Electric Department and the Sitka Conservation Society decided to collaborate on this program to bring residents an opportunity to become more energy efficient. So the Electric Department funded the rebate program with the $100,000 that is currently in the fund, and the Sitka Conservation Society helped develop program details and promotional strategies to encourage residents to become more energy efficient by making those big energy upgrades that can minimize our reliance on diesel fuel.
So there's a fixed amount of money involved here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $100,000 for the program.
Okay. So, and this is, they're just going to sort of open the doors on Friday. And when the money's gone, the rebate program, or at least this version of the rebate program, will be done. So what can people get a rebate for? What kind of appliances are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, the program includes 5 different appliances that are all going to be Energy Star rated. And they are refrigerators, freezers, washing machines, heat pump hot water heaters, and air ground source heat pumps. And the rebates range from $165 to $1,500 based on appliances. And there is a limit of 2 rebates per household. So we're trying to give people a big variety to choose from.
So I went online this morning and I downloaded the frequently asked questions form. And it actually lists the amount of the rebates for some of these appliances. And freezers and refrigerators. Freezers is $165 rebate. Refrigerators are $250. And it gets progressively higher for some of these larger, more expensive appliances like a washing machine, and then the heat pump equipment. I mean, if you get a ground or air source heat pump, you're going to get a $1,500 rebate. Why are the why are the rebates staggered like that?
Well, the entire program was designed to maximize the efficiency of the money going into the program. So as I said, we came up with this program as a response to the hydroelectric shortage. So when we were designing the ins and outs of the program, Chris Bruton, the utility director, a coworker at SCS, Justin Overdevest, and myself chose the appliances and the rebates that go with each appliances to see which ones are going to realize the greatest energy savings. So the rebates also reflect that. For example, as you said, the $1,500 heat pump, air ground source heat pump, that's going to save a ton of energy for the city electric department. And freezers, which receive $165 rebate, that's not going to see as much energy savings. So we tried to give the rebates dollar for dollar how much energy we're going to save.
Okay, so it's kind of an incentive. It's an incentive to go for the bigger appliances, but you're still going to get some credit even if you're upgrading to a more energy efficient freezer or refrigerator, which really aren't the main source of our problem right now. They are not, even though they're kind of a constant load, they're sort of not really in the same league as the heating equipment in terms of energy demand. I'm paraphrasing. You're nodding as if I know what I'm talking about, but I don't, of course.
No, you're pretty on point.
All right. This is interesting. I mean, I'm interested in it, though I don't have any immediate plans to upgrade my appliances, but I imagine there are plenty of people out there who are already once this sort of got on the public's radar, I imagine interest has been high.
Yeah, definitely. You guys might have heard about this on the radio, in the paper, at the assembly, because we've been talking a lot about it, trying to get it off the ground. And Chris Bruton, the utility director, and myself have received numerous emails of interest. And so that's really exciting to see that there's already a good number of people that are interested in the program before it's even started. So although the program has an end date of potentially July 1st, 2013, we're really thinking that we're going to be able to use all the funds the way that we had planned.
Okay. So there are some things people ought to be aware of, I guess, like you can't replace every single thing in your house and still qualify for this rebate program. There's a limit, right?
Mm-hmm. We're only giving out 2 rebates per household. And another thing that's really important to mention is that only electric customers qualify for this. So unfortunately, if you run off oil, you will not be able to qualify. And in addition, new contractors and builders, new builders will not be able to qualify either. So it's pretty much targeting residents that use electricity that are already in existence and just want to upgrade and become more energy efficient.
Now, I wonder if you could clarify that a little bit. What do you mean if you run off oil, you won't qualify for a rebate?
Well, I mean, if oil is your main source of heating, we want to target people who use electricity
because
that's going to save us energy for the electric department.
Okay, but what about if I have an oil heater but I get a new refrigerator? Does that qualify me for the...
If it runs off electricity, then you can qualify.
Oh, okay, I see. So yeah. you've got to replace a piece of equipment that's drawing a lot of electricity now with a piece of equipment that draws less electricity. You can't replace something that's not using electricity at all and expect to get a rebate.
Because if you think about it, what we're trying to do is we're trying to encourage Sitka as a whole to become more energy efficient and more energy independent. And it doesn't really help us if we're giving rebates to people and just adding on more electric load to our existing capacity. So we're trying to make sure that we're just upgrading and reducing.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, the light bulb went off. Okay, I understand. and I guess there is a component of this program that where you actually, in order to get the rebate, you have to bring the old thing you're replacing. You have to turn it in, and you have to get it totally off the grid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've worked out a deal with a scrapyard where they will give you a receipt that shows that you dropped in X appliance at the scrapyard, and you're going to turn that in along with a copy of the receipt of the appliance you chose to purchase and the completed application form to the electric department. And it sounds kind of funny because you might have a perfectly good, refrigerator that you're replacing, but it has to be taken off the grid, as I said earlier, to reduce our overall electric demand. So that's basically the premise behind it all.
Okay, so you buy a new fridge, the old one, in order to collect the rebate, you have to turn in your old non-Energy Star appliance. And this isn't something we talked about before we went on the air, Biddy, but I guess on the frequently asked questions form, there is a link provided where you can go and sort of browse through all the equipment that meets the Energy Star standards, because that's another sort of criteria. You have to buy equipment that is Energy Star rated in order to qualify for the rebate, right?
Yes, definitely. We named the program Energy Star Rebate Program so that it could be really obvious that we do need Energy Star qualified appliances, and the city of Sitka has made a partnership with Energy Star to become involved, incorporated with them in this program as well.
Okay, so there is a little bit of a process here. I mean, I guess you obviously you don't want people to just show up at the electric department on Friday with receipts. There's sort of an application and stuff that people should do.
Yeah, the application is going to be available online on the electric department website, as well as at the physical address of the electric department off Jarvis Street starting February 24th, so this Friday. And you can come by or you can download an application from online or from the office itself. And I would really encourage people that are interested to take a look at the application before they purchase the appliance, just so they're no confusion exists and they know what the requirements are and they can meet all of them. And after you have that, the form, you just fill it out and turn it in with a copy of the proof of purchase and the proof of disposal. And then you wait 30 days and up to 30 days for processing. And then a check will be mailed to the address that you put on your application. And it'll just be a check made payable to the name of the person on the application in 30 days. So it's a pretty simple process considering all that went on internally to get this going.
All right. Freezers, $165 rebate. Refrigerators, $250. Washing machines, $275. Heat pump, hot water heaters, $600. And air or ground source heat pumps, $1,500 rebates. And you didn't, and there has some thought, been some thought that's gone into this. And Biddy, just we're just about out of time, but I think that, I think you might have been central to this in tracking down other similar programs around the country and kind of tailoring them to Sitka.
Yeah, we looked particularly in the Northwest, in, you know, Seattle and Portland and other areas that have similar climates and that can be most easily related and translated to Sitka. So we didn't try to build this from the ground up completely. We wanted to see what other people did so that we could get other input on how we should best go about making this program.
And did you get a sense that it's working for other communities?
Definitely. We've seen a lot of positive response, especially in the Seattle area, and helping them become more energy efficient and use less energy overall. So, and I think that's a really important step that both the electric department and the Sitka Conservation Society want to get Sitka involved with so that we can become an energy independent community.
Great. All right. So the Energy Star Appliance rebate program begins this Friday. So if you're thinking, if you're about to press or add something to your shopping cart somewhere and press submit, you might want to hold off a couple of days. Go online to cityofsitka.com. The electric department page has this frequently asked question form that I'm looking at right here. And I guess you can also download an application for this. And or you can stop by the electric department, which is on Jarvis Street over by the post office, sort of across the street from the main post office, and get the forms there. And that's where you will be turning in your completed forms.
Yes, all forms will be turned into the electric department.
All right. Well, Biddy, I hope sometime you'll consider coming back and letting us know how it's going. It sounds like some innovation that Sitka has been looking for as we kind of are starting to feel the pinch with our hydro supply.
Definitely.
All right. Biddy Balducci is here. I wrote it down, Biddy. You are the Energy Education and Public Outreach Intern for the Sitka Conservation Society. You've been active in helping set up this program with the Sitka Electric Department. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.